You are listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 29th, 2020. And with a mild warning, there is one swear word in today's bonus episode.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Humpin' Day.
Remember yesterday I said I was saving something for today?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've got it for you. Are you
okay.
ready for
I
this?
I tried not to think about it because it's kept me just...
It's kept you on the edge.
Stressed.
Has
yes.
it not?
Uh-huh.
You've, of course, been snooping out those all-in challenges, right? From the celebrities, right? Just waiting for the right prize to spend your money on.
Sure. Yeah.
Play
you
along.
Bet. Yes.
Play along. Anyway.
All right. Yes. Yes, John.
Well, I've got it right here.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Ready.
All right. Listen to this.
Hi, it's Kim Kardashian West, and I've accepted the All In Challenge. Go to allinchallenge.com for your chance to win a lunch with me and my sisters while we film the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The money raised here will help feed the hungry during this time of crisis. We're all in this together.
That's a for real.
Was that Kim?
That was Kim.
But
and you'll get
what
to be.
What hungry are they going to feed? Are they going to feed their hungry casting, their crew?
Well, yeah. Of are course,
they going to feed their hungry hairdressers?
It's during a filming, and it's all for a good cause. It's all for charity. I knew you'd want to run right out.
But what
and
charity?
Bid on this. Well, it goes to the all in challenge, which goes to COVID. So. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. Allinchallenges.com or allinchallenge.com.
Oh, but what hungry are we supposed to feed? But my crew gets hungry, and so I want
to
feed them.
According to the website, you will be involved in the filming, so you need to be, quote, camera ready.
Oh, shit. Shoot.
Okay.
Which means that it'll have to be after the lockdown, after the quarantine, cause uh-huh. some people are going to have their hair done, their makeup done, all that.
Well, yeah, because even if you wear a bougie, bedazzled mask,
yeah.
it just isn't going to be good enough. Now, here's my question.
Okay, what's your question?
If you're going to have lunch with them, and it's going to be, you know, there's going to be some camera stuff happening, do you get to use their makeup people?
I think you do. And their lights, you know, the little selfie lights, the little rings. Uh-huh. We're seeing those all over the place now. Everybody's getting them. You get the little selfie lights.
I'm not that invested
on Amazon. You should get one for your Zoom meetings, and then you can have proper lighting. You know.
No,
by the way,
I have a background. I'm at in a Zoom meeting. I'm at on the shores of Tahoe. Every day.
Oh, good. You got a Zoom background. Good for you. Well, then you don't have to worry about the bathroom in the background.
I know.
Right? Yeah. And by the way, there's no word on which sisters yet, but I can guarantee you Courtney probably won't be there.
Probably not Courtney.
It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Kristen Bell's hubby, Dax Shepard, he's not completely against his daughter's experimenting with certain drugs later in life.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And, you know, you read that at the first, and it's like, oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, no big deal. No, he's out there, huh? Yeah.
Wow.
The Parenthood alum, he held an honest conversation about sobriety and fame with Rob Lowe.
Oh, Rob Lowe.
During a recent episode of his Armchair Expert podcast.
I've never listened to Dax's podcast, but I understand it's a good one. He's been doing it for some time. And maybe I should add that to my iPhone. I keep forgetting. It's called Armchair.
Armchair Expert.
I'm an armchair expert at everything. I will do that.
A legend in your own mind.
That is
all right,
me.
So the two bonded over their shared experience.
True story.
Of teaching their kids about the dangers of addiction. Now, Rob has admitted that he's been through it with his sons.
Sure.
Not just son, but sons.
Well, yeah, you know.
Now, Dax appeared to be a bit more lenient about the topic.
Great. Yeah, but Dax's kids aren't teenagers yet. I don't think. I think they're still little. Yeah, they're still
school-aged. And I wonder what Kristen Bell has to say about this.
Yeah, maybe he should have her on. He's probably had her on. I don't know.
Because he says...
Welcome to my cat, by the way. Murderface, welcome to the Who Cares News.
Murderface is on the Who Cares News today.
I don't know if you can hear that or not. But that's the beauty of working from home, kids. There you go. And for some reason, we've said this before, our cat loves you. I don't know why, because you're a cat person. So
I am. I'm a cat lady.
Unlike me. Anyway.
She says, or he says, yep. I am pro my children doing mushrooms at some point.
What?
Wow. There's a lot of different studies. This is still a quote.
Yeah.
This is not me. This is a quote.
Okay.
There's a lot of different studies that have pretty conclusively shown that people who have done mushrooms have markedly more creativity that lasts. So I guess I'm going to tell my girls to do shrooms and to smoke pot and to drink.
Wow.
Just don't do cocaine or opioids, because if you don't do those two things, you'll likely be able to do the other ones for the rest of your life.
My biggest thing about Dax Shepard, by the way, that he's married to Kristen Bell.
Yes.
You know, he married up.
He did marry up.
Hey, I'm just looking through this. I just subscribed to his. Here's why I know why I haven't listened to his podcast in the past. They're 2 hours long, every episode.
Wow.
Just since January. Look at this. Drew Carey's been on, Dierks Bentley, you know, Claire Danes, Will Arnett, Josh Gad, Ezra Klein, Allison Brie. Ashton Kutcher, and the list goes on and on and on and on. This guy puts out a podcast every 4 days.
Good grief.
He's got nothing else to do. Who has 2 hours every 4 days to record a podcast?
Well, and right now he does.
They got to be edited, too. They got to be edited. You just don't put those out there.
He sends it to people.
Yeah, maybe he does. He is Dax Shepard. He's got Kristen
Bell's
money.
Are they Zooming or what?
No, it's just a regular podcast, audio podcast. Everybody's got one. We've got one. We're on
right now.
Oh,
that's true. That's true.
Anyway.
So is it by phone?
I'm pretty sure now it's by phone, I would think, or by Zoom. Yeah. I would think that. I mean, that's how we would do it if we had guests. I mean, really? What guests are there for us? Yes. I mean, nobody wants to talk to us. All we're going to do is make fun of them later, including the cat. Anyway,
who's
continue.
Now, I'm leaned over the desk.
We need a camera in here. You should see the cat is on her back. She's leaned over. The cat has perched on Morgan's back.
She's not just perched. Now she's all the way laid down.
Yeah, no, she is. Yeah.
She's laying down on my back. So the stay-at-home orders for the TV news people hasn't always worked out for everyone.
No, we know that. We talked about that. The Emmys in the background, those were on purpose.
Yeah, they were narcissists. GMA correspondent Will Reeve, he's the 27-year-old son of the late Christopher Reeve.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's a correspondent at GMA?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, you can do that when your parents are famous.
Yeah, Laura Bush, she's like the Today Show host right now, and Chelsea Clinton was
something. And you
could,
break right into the supermodel world like Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, Kendall Jenner. Or Clint Eastwood's kid, Scott Eastwood.
But he's hot.
He earned it.
He took his shirt off. It's like, done deal. He's hot. All right.
All right.
Anyway. All right, so he was talking about, in a live segment yesterday, about pharmacies soon being able to make prescription deliveries amid the pandemic using drones.
Interesting. Hopefully they get the right house. Mine.
Right. That's weird, especially if they carry opioids. Can they carry opioids?
I don't know. Well, see, that's another thing. We should have seen GMA yesterday, or we wouldn't have been asking these questions.
Yeah, I'll Google it. I already Googled this story.
Okay. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. That's why we have it. So while dressed in a button-down blue shirt and suit jacket, looking all official and everything.
Yeah.
He is reporting from home, like everyone else has.
Sure.
Turns out he was missing some pants. So the camera pulled off of him at the... That's what she said. The camera pulled off of him at the end of his segment to return to the show's host.
And we saw him without pants.
Yeah. So as you can... Twitter chimed in like crazy.
Yeah, of course.
And Will responded, "I have arrived in the most hilariously mortifying way possible." And then there's a split screen grab of his GMA host and the moment that he was caught with his pants off.
Oh, my God.
And he said, "Those are shorts, I promise."
Now,
you can see there's something under there.
Yeah. You know, my background's television. And the first time when I was a young buck at a TV station, I walked in to the news studio while they were getting ready to do the 6 o'clock show. And in walks dapper Joe Glover. Got his double-breasted black blazer on with a nice business tie, white shirt, and Bermuda shorts. Sits down behind the desk. Mm-hmm. Joe never had to get up on camera. And so this is the way news people are. I mean, And especially now they're at home, they don't have to be in one of these fishbowl studios or anything like that where the public can see them in, or, you know, behind the desk. So,
hey, in a Zoom meeting, I have it on a t-shirt and shorts.
Well, and you're not in Lake Tahoe when you're on your Zoom meeting, but apparently your people think you are. It's like,
well, and
hey, Morgan,
why
are you in Lake Tahoe?
One of them, I'm kind of sitting on one of the mountaintops or one of the, like an upper elevated area overlooking up.
Do a screen cap and send that to me. I would love to put that on our Facebook page.
Oh, goodness sakes. Sometimes, most of the time, I don't have any makeup on or anything.
It's all right.
And my hair is silver.
Usually how I see you every day.
That's true.
Matter of fact, let's get one with the cat. The cat is like now strangely looking up the lights on the ceiling. So there you go. All right, murder face. Hey, you know who's also got
a moth up there.
That deer in the headlight look is, of course, Halle Berry.
Now think about this because you're trying a little harder today.
No, we're running out of time. I just had to get her name in there. That's all. All right, back tomorrow with more frivolity. Let me know how that works out with that Kim Kardashian lunch bid. I'm sure you got a lot of money you could bid on that. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.